We're now joined by NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, can you give us the reaction to Saddam Hussein's capture in Iraq now?
Well, here in the Iraqi capital, Leanne, we're still hearing the periodic crackle of bursts of gunfire, some people celebrating up into the air, shooting their guns up into the air. There's also been a small spontaneous procession, little demonstration celebrating this in the center of Baghdad, in that famous square where Saddam Hussein's statue was pulled down in the first days when U.S. troops poured into the Iraqi capital. Up in the north of Iraq, where Iraqi Kurds reside, also scenes of celebration. Reports from a top Kurdish official that everybody up there is rejoicing. I just drove up from the south, southern part of Iraq, where Iraqi Shias were, where they suffered a great deal as a result of this government, and they also are undoubtedly celebrating this capture. There is also another segment of society that is not very happy with this, that sees a national symbol that has been brought down by someone viewed as a foreign occupier, this the U.S. troops. So it just shows how split society is on this U.S. occupation at this time, on Saddam Hussein himself.
Is it likely, do you think, that the insurgents and the attacks are going to continue despite the capture of Saddam Hussein?
Well, the general in charge of U.S. forces here, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, he said in his press conference that he expected further attacks. The military here has long said that Saddam Hussein has not been capable of organizing the resistance. They have said that he has been on the run, that he has been probably moving from place to place every day trying to evade American forces, and most likely in the Tikrit area, which is where he was captured because he has the closest ties to his tribesmen there. And according to the U.S. military, he was caught with a large sum of U.S. dollars, $750,000, but only two AK-47s and two people with him, as well as a taxi. So that does not seem like he was at the center of some hub for organizing resistance. That indicates that the resistance has been split all over this country, and U.S. commanders have said that it is not one massive web that is all united. It's individual cells, it's pockets of fighters with very different agendas, some former regime loyalists, others people who are angry at the U.S. occupation. So it's likely that people angry with the U.S. occupation 7-8 months after the invasion are likely to continue fighting. And in fact, some American officials I've spoken with, they're afraid that there could be a spike in attacks now, some attempt at a counterattack from the insurgents as a result of these news reports of Saddam Hussein's capture.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.